And this would be the Drysdale Vignette Low Upkeep Gardens number 1321. Is gardening all out work or pure pleasure for you? Hi, Mark Drysdale, with ideas on maintenance and design after this. 3, 2, 1. Garden chores mean different things to different people. A garden chore can be a bore to some, a pleasure to others. But everyone sees at least some tasks as plain work, and there are other demands on our time and other activities that we would rather pursue. Our physical capacities change with time, as do our interests and perspectives. Minimum maintenance, thus, is a relative concept. The routine workload of any garden can be kept reasonable, that being defined as suiting the gardener's inclinations rather than being measured by any standards of acceptable design or management. The idea is to work out a work-benefit ratio, balancing what you want from your garden, the beauty, privacy, productivity, climate control, etc., with the amount of time and work that you're able to give it. Low upkeep is determined by three things: how the garden is laid out, labor-saving techniques and tools used, and plants chosen. The basic advice for a low-maintenance garden is to keep it as simple as possible and perhaps as natural as possible. These are prime routes to reduced maintenance. Formal design with straight lines, sharp corners, regularly spaced plants, clipped hedges, and meticulous neatness takes great amounts of time, or you may call it work. In a low-maintenance garden, the only squared-off features are raised beds of vegetables and fruits on trellises. All else is emulative of nature. I'm Art Drysdale.